SBS Radio.
Whatamooly, this is NITV Radio and I'm Kerry Lee Harding. Time now to talk with Edwina Griffin, founder of the At One, which is a new app. It's called the At One app. Can you please tell us about the app, Edwina, and how does it work?
Sure, thank you. Yes, At One, it's a virtual reality meditation app, actually. So it's the first in Australia and world first for also measuring heart rate and heart rate variability. So what it does is, you know, typically apps are just audio. This one, you've got the visual of going to beautiful scenes, real scenes around Australia and the world, and then also virtual scenes. So you've got that as well as music and then the typical kind of meditation visualization that you would hear. And sense and smell. So it's kind of a multi-sensory approach to meditation.
Now, you've worked with Aboriginal elder Uncle Kevin Gavi Duncan, who has actually played the Yidaki, which is also known as a didgeridoo, in this app. What was it like working with Uncle Kevin?
Well, Gavi's a legend, so every moment's always... He brings a lot of fun and joy to everything, I think, Gavi. He's a very positive person to have around, so worked with him and Yantra Davilda in some of the beautiful music on Wales and things. And I think it's just, he always brings such depth to everything you do, Gavi, and there's always that. He's got so much knowledge, so I just enjoy chatting to him on every level, and it was just an absolute privilege and pleasure to work with him.
And speaking about working with Uncle, you've been working with him for many years now. I'm wondering, how did this friendship first come about?
The friendship came about through my ex-partner, actually, who's still a good friend, Dave Beaumont. And with Dave, he's very involved in many of the Indigenous events. He works for City of Sydney. And so we were doing a lot of ceremonies and attending a lot of events. And the first one was the Five Lands Walk, and I went to some of the ceremonies for that. At the time, my dad had passed suddenly, and so I found... connecting with Gavi, we shared a lot of the same sort of philosophies, and I just basically connected very well with him and aligned very much with everything he spoke about. And, yeah, he's just remained a very good friend since then.
Now let's get back to talking about the app. It's called At One, and I'm wondering, how beneficial is this app for one's body and mind? How can it actually help us?
Look, I think one of the inspirations for me developing the app was when I collapsed from stress in a workplace. Mm. And I found just, the app has the benefits of meditation, that really. But the difference with it is that it has that multi-sensory approach, because I found when I was really stressed, just an audio track or my normal way of meditating was too hard, and I just couldn't get rid of that loop and that monkey mind. So it basically... cuts the chase and just hits every sense to get you into that deeper relaxed state, which, some of the benefits of that are the physiological symptoms of stress, including reducing heart rate, blood pressure and cortisol levels, that fight or flight response. And we know that when we go into fight or flight response, our rational thinking brain turns off. So that's no good for when we're trying to do our job or trying to make rational decisions generally. And it also improves focus and helps with digestion, and basically, there's also the neuroplasticity part, that positive, repetitive thought process, that if you're listening to a positive affirmation every day and positive meditation, then you're just reinforcing and strengthening those neural pathways of positive thoughts. So there's so many benefits in terms of meditation. Also better sleep, reduces symptoms of depression and all of the things that go with meditation. And you combine that with the research on music therapy and then the sense and aromatherapies, and the research on that, and then you've got all of these elements that are really contributing to reduce those.
It all sounds really positive, Edwina. Now let's talk about who can actually use this app. Who is it designed for?
Look, it's designed, from my point of view, it's designed for anyone who's feeling stressed, but the people that we're working with has been quite broad, which has been exciting. So I think it's applicable for people. We're working with kids who are sort of too anxious to go to school, seniors who are isolated, people in hospitals, elite athletes, corporates who are stuck in an office. There's so many applications. So the good thing about that, we're also speaking with prisons, actually. So I think the great thing about it is that it can be used by anyone. I mean, the headset itself, a lot of families have the headsets for gaming in their house. A lot of kids have got these headsets for gaming. So it's kind of nice to be able to have something positive other than just gaming on those headsets, as far as I'm concerned. Something good for the mental health.
You have more than 20 years of experience working in the area of health and wellness. I'm wondering, is this the first wellness app that you have produced?
Yes, absolutely it is, actually. I think one of the reasons was, as I said, from me collapsing in workplace and needing more. And the other reason was actually, there's two other reasons, which was speaking and presenting to some of the younger generations. I found they were really into their tech. And I wasn't necessarily getting through to them with my approach. So I thought, you know what, I need to speak their language and I need to get on this technology thing and start to speak their language and teach people meditation in a different way. So, you know, they're kind of the main couple of reasons that I really got excited about it. And I think once I'd tried virtual reality, just the benefits and the speed at which you can get to a deeper state really inspired me. But it's certainly, I would never have thought I'd be in the tech space. I'm certainly not a tech expert. I'm a wellness expert who's stepping into the tech space to be able to access more people, I hope.
Sounds good, Edwina. And I'm wondering, will you make another app?
I'm pretty connected to this one. So I think I've probably got about 5 or 6 stages of development, if not 10, in my head of this one. So that's the exciting thing. The technology space is just changes so quickly and evolves so quickly. So as the tech changes, there's more we can do in the actual app. So I think there's a lot more scope here with what we're going to be able to do with machine learning and developments within this app and the cool scenes that we're going to be able to create with virtual reality. So I think there's plenty more to be done here. I'm going to be sitting with this for a little while yet.
Sounds too deadly indeed. Edwina Griffin, founder of the At One app, thanks for joining us on NITV Radio today.
Thanks for having me, Kerry Lee.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.